This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 178 for Thursday, December 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures turned higher on Thursday after successive days of losses. At the final settlement, the January canola contract advances $16.70 at $666.60 per ton, and the March contract gains $15.90 at $675.20 per ton. A trader says canola took a beating in a long liquidation and the oilseed was looking oversold. The trader also says canola is getting good support from Chicago soy oil, but he believes the latter should be even stronger than what it is. Besides soy oil, canola is gleaning support from Chicago soybeans, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil, while soy meal is relatively steady. Global crude oil prices lost their increases from earlier today and are now virtually unchanged. The Canadian dollar dips on Thursday afternoon with the loonie at 73.61 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close at 73.67. The United States Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale for 121,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA issues its export sales report, and for the week ending November 30th, soybeans are nearly 1.52 million tons. Soy meal export sales tally 110,000 tons, and soy oil incurs a net reduction of 1,600 tons. Total export sales of U.S. corn exceed 1.3 million tons. Wheat export sales are just short of 366,000 tons. The USDA is set to publish its December supply and demand estimates tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. The trade is expecting only small revisions. CONAB cuts its forecast on Brazil soybeans from 162.4 million tons to now 160.2 million. China says its November soybean exports are more than 7.9 million tons, up nearly 8% compared to last November. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The January contract climbs 16 cents at $13.12 per bushel. January soy oil jumps nearly 1.8 cents at 51.13 cents per pound. January soy meal dips $1.70 at $406.80 per short ton. Corn is higher, with its March contract adding 4 cents at $4.88 per bushel. Oats are weaker, as its March contract gives up 10.5 cents at $3.61.5. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, as Chicago March is up 9 cents at $6.42. Kansas City March gains 11.5 cents at $6.67.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March adds 6 cents at $7.37. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, December 7th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.